current.
Yeah, right? No more Aerosmith. Let's play Van Halen.
It's Def Leppard.
Yeah. All right, pushing 6 o'clock here. Sweet Spot with us. Donovan is with us.
Crank it.
We'll have a very loose Sturm Center coming up here in a minute. And then,
is this the Jerry remix?
Followed already. Followed by the concert calendar to get you ready for the big concert weekend. So, 2 nights ago, we had ourselves an evening in which we visited many different establishments, none of them illegal, all of them fun, and we ended up back at our hotel, which has a thriving, if we're there, a thriving bar scene late into the evening. Mm-hmm. Well, nothing's late.
It's not rowdy. It's just kind of a nice place to chill, have a late night drink.
And there is no late night. It's not like, I don't think I've ever 11. Been out past midnight here. Is it shut down at 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Because right. Social Tap closes at 9.
Yeah.
Dude, nothing stays open here late.
No.
So we're all back by midnight.
Got tea times.
Some do. Some.
We got to get up. Go to bed.
So we're there the other night, and one of my buddies from L.A. had driven up, and he was about to Uber back to Manhattan Beach.
No, he flew up.
Yeah, remember? He flew in.
No, he flew in, Uber back.
Right, but you just said he drove up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jetpack.
He drove up. So my buddy Jeff was there, and Dave was... By the way, Dave.
Yes?
I've not confronted you with this yet. Do you guys remember...
The end of the night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first off, so he left the keys in the car at some point, correct?
Corby?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're closing down our little hotel bar, and Corby decided to pick everybody up because he's awesome, and he just goes sauntering back towards his room, and I see the little notebook and his cards inside, but I'm like, Corby, you might want to come take care of this. He would have left his card just sitting there.
It happens.
He's
probably done it before on the trip.
Oh, there's
this, this year.
It could be worse.
But what did I do?
Dave.
But there's never any consequences.
Dave, so I look at the bill. This is unbelievable.
Yes.
The bill, the total at 10:53 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
is $188.
Sounds reasonable.
And so as you look through the bill, you'll see a Maker's Mark. You'll see a Pacifico.
Hello.
You'll see a Casamigos.
Strawberry Yoo-hoo.
Hello.
You'll see a Pacifico. Hello. You'll see a nice house red. Hello. And then you will see 2 drinks that I am not familiar with.
Uh-huh.
So, Dave, I would like for you to read the very top thing on there.
Uh-huh.
And tell me what that is.
That is a Chandon. That's a champagne.
Okay. Did you order
fun
that?
Fun drink.
Yes.
Okay, now make it smaller. Make that picture smaller.
What? No, that's wrong. There is no way that's...
You bought 2 drinks for $112.
They are the little singles. That is a mistake. That is a mistake.
I paid Dave's $112 bar tab for 2 drinks.
There is... I'm going to have to get to the bottom of this because there is no way that... Because they're charging you for like a full bottle of champagne, not one of those singles.
And it's funny because it's me, you, and Sean left at the bar.
Yeah.
And when Dave orders the second one, he's like, I'm going to go to the convenience store real quick, get some snacks.
Yeah, I got
to
get some corn nuts.
Just order me the Chandon for me.
Yes.
Just one more. I think it'll be fine.
They have to go back to the vault.
Yeah, because I like the champagne better than the Prosecco that they have.
Okay.
That's why they so eagerly serve it to him. As soon as he finishes Chandon, it's one right in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can buy this one. It's $50.
I am happy.
There is no way that's right.
I'm happy to pick up your tab, Dave, but there's a limit. And the limit is $112.
I'll pay you back if that's for real, but that needs to be an adjustment.
It's only $56 a glass.
A glass?
It's a single serving.
We don't get to go to the media party this year.
It was like served in a highball glass. It wasn't like
they had to call in a supervisor to unlock the vault.
Oh, well. Da, 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 da. They're wearing special gloves.
They have those sparklers. It's like bacon.
Right.
They have service.
And it looks like one of those
with a sign that says "Hello, Dave," and everybody's
they have
dancing.
A big presentation where he puts it off.
It looks like one of those bottles. Remember it. Remember when the Mavs won the title and they were drinking out of that champagne bottle at Club Live or whatever?
Yeah,
it was like
Magnum bottle,
8 feet long.
Ace of Spades.
That's Dave.
Yeah. Well, I apologize.
No, it's great.
I did not mean to stick you with $112 worth of champagne.
All right, deuces, everybody. I'm going to bed.
Yes! He left!
And he's chasing that with corn nuts. The most expensive.
Let me just pour these into the champagne.
They were cashews.
He has a corn nut chaser.
Anybody got any Funyuns?
The look on my face when I saw, I'm like, guys, what is going on?
And we just fall out laughing.
So hard.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Okay, so before all that happened, I'm glad I remembered that. Wow. Jeez, oh, Pete, you're buying everything tonight.
Sure.
Everything.
Sure.
Dun, 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 dun.
So before that moment, and I don't know how this conversation started, but however it did start, I got my phone out pretty quickly because we started arguing over the existence of a fire-breathing dragon.
I don't think we were arguing over the existence of them.
Well, no.
If one existed, what would happen if there was at least one confirmed dragon?
Right. If one of the dragons from House of the Dragon suddenly appeared in our universe.
Yes. What would happen? Well, it got pretty heated.
Like, would it make the news? That sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would make the news.
No,
so
totally normal.
This is how this picks up mid-conversation of our argument well into the evening with lots of things consumed, including $56 drinks. What would happen if a dragon entered our world?
Dude!
It's only one dragon.
The world?
Are you saying that if dragons are real, that everything would stop?
Yeah. The world would shut down.
But that's the only one.
If a dragon flew over Cowboys training camp tomorrow.
But then the dragons win. We stop our lives.
And then it becomes political.
We cannot let them win.
This is a huge political issue. Okay, so what would happen? Okay, so it's one dragon, one person dies, it flies away, we don't see it. Does the world shut down for a week, a month? Like, what do we do? Like,
yes.
These motherfuckers
okay,
out here,
so
but it doesn't do it again.
You're saying there's proof of, like, video everywhere.
Yes.
So what happens?
There's one person that...
The world shuts down
for how long?
Completely.
About a month.
Because Godzilla... Never
but it doesn't again. It doesn't hit again.
Nobody remembers.
Like, Godzilla went back in the ocean for a while.
Yeah. Godzilla's a fiction film. This is real.
In real life. We're talking dragons.
This is real, you idiot.
I think
if there was footage, okay, there's two things. Footage of a dragon that looks like Game of Thrones dragon. But hang on. But the kicker has to be there's also video of the dragon shooting fire out of its mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then yes.
No one would believe it.
What do you mean no one would believe it?
I wouldn't believe it.
It's CGI, bro.
There would be... There's conspiracy.
I would be into
it. It flies down at Petco Park tonight and just...
And it's just like whoosh, whoosh, and looking all f***ing mean and but doesn't do fire.
But he just wants to watch a Manny Machado at bat.
Yeah, no.
Shut up about the baseball.
Like, it incinerates Manny Machado on third base.
Right.
And there's video of it. And then he just, like, flies back.
A month.
Into the atmosphere.
A month?
It's gone.
Dude. Jeff, we're shut down for a year at least.
No, not even a month.
What the f*** that guy? Are you kidding me? A dragon flies into a baseball game and incinerates the first baseman live on TV?
Nobody remembers that. That happened 3 weeks ago.
Like, because he missed.
This is a dragon. What are we doing here?
Fucking dragon.
What if it's not fire? What if it just picks up Manny Machado and takes him away?
And the last thing you see is him going,
yeah.
Or,
like, is that different than...
What if he chooses Manny Machado as his dragon rider?
Time on it, and now we spend all this time on the dragon.
We're supposed to talk to Zach Martin tomorrow. Because
the dragon feels more feasible. And it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, Zeke Elliott leads the league in rushing.
Versus a dragon incinerating...
No, just got a cruiser.
Who's that?
My buddy, buddy Jeff. So they're making a sleeve?
They're making a sleeve?
I love how Billy Joel is playing
they're
in the
playing
background.
I know.
So loud.
God. Boy, how slurry is Jeff?
I know.
It was a long night for him.
That's why he
had to take a plane up.
Hey.
So, yes.
Check out the Kid in the Sombrero.
The confirmation of the existence of a dragon. Like, they're real, and they breathe fire, and they're here to kill us, is shutting down things longer than 3 weeks.
Dude, we're not going to let the terrorists win.
Right.
This is our national pastime,
the dragons
Corby.
Win.
Okay, forget baseball.
There's only one. They're going to scramble the jets. They're going to take that bitch down. Yep.
No, but seriously. It like goes
they're
off
gonna,
into
yeah,
the sun.
It goes off.
They're going to mount its head on the top of the Washington Monument.
The as a message to the other dragons.
That means there are other dragons. And I'm telling you, we're trying to figure out this is COVID.
But we have
this is way different than COVID.
We
because
have pennant races.
We can't do anything about this.
No,
it's not going to shut the world down.
Have economies, we
dude.
Need to
baseball.
Be consumers.
You don't understand.
Would you?
No, it's not about baseball. No, it is. Baseball has survived world wars.
I realize
we're
that.
We're not letting a dragon.
Okay, then my bad.
The pennant race.
My bad that the dragon didn't go over a peewee football field and incinerate that. I mean, whatever. Pick your sport.
I mean, why are you
Padres,
so mad?
It's
Padres
a dragon, that's
West.
Why.
And
so if they take Machado, it's not that big of a deal.
I'm just saying the
He's
existence...
He's not even having that big a year.
Yeah. The existence of a dragon. A childhood little drawing that has existed in fantasy worlds forever, that it's suddenly real. Dude, we are freaking out. This isn't like, whatever, go to work tomorrow. Time to go to work.
And the fallout from this, like if you don't hear from your kids for a day, you're going to be thinking, did a dragon just
come? Yes, did a dragon, because
there's one dragon.
There's probably hundreds of them somewhere.
No, that's why you have to
in Dragonland.
You don't want to go to a baseball game either.
Probably.
baseball might be in trouble.
You would have to cancel your season tickets.
To what?
To baseball.
To Rangers, yeah. Yes. I probably wouldn't go, but there's a
baseball?
Dome.
Yeah.
In Arlington.
You're just checking to see if the roof's open that night.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah,
no,
I'm out.
Be dragons.
I'm out. I'm out for sure.
So these dragons are just really into baseball, but then they get so worked up and excited that they have to take a player.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just can't watch.
Like, we're all you know, like
it's like a cat with yarn.
No, they're like collectors. It's like their starting lineup figures.
Oh, yeah. Or perhaps they're putting a Dragon League together.
Maybe.
One player at a time.
Like in
funded by the Saudis.
In Game of Thrones.
Yes.
This is their live.
In Game of Thrones, when the dragons appear, it is just everyone is staring into space like, "Oh no." Like they shut down everything. Can you imagine everyone, first off, in that stadium going, is that a dragon?
There's no way.
So what's the bigger freak out, a dragon or UFOs?
And then
seriously.
Dragon. Dragon.
You think so?
Yeah, because UFOs we think are real.
Right.
We know dragons aren't.
But you can see one.
You could argue UFOs and alien life form would maybe like collapse our religious thoughts across the world.
No,
and that would be a bigger, That would be a bigger fallout.
What
than
if the aliens?
Of dragons.
What if the aliens are dragons?
That's right. That's the thing.
Fascinating. Mind blowing.
And they would
too.
Start.
Whoa! I'm not even high yet.
By the way,
and San Diego is the general area where the UFO was spotted.
That's
a couple
right.
Years ago.
That's right. Okay.
What if they just want to catch a home run ball and throw it back?
And it's mad that Manny Machado can't hit a home run. He just goes down and he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to F this guy.
Yeah, it's
not literally. That would be
that'd be weird.
That would be weird. Or the dragon just waits for Castellanos to come to bat.
Right. He's just hovering.
He hits a home run that night, though. Because the dragon came down. They don't know, so they keep playing. And then Castellanos hits
on
one
his headset
out.
Again.
So that's the type of conversation that $56 champagne gets us?
Apparently.
You're such a jerk.
I know.
I am going to raise some hell at the hotel bar tonight.
Let's do that tonight. Let's all go get
All right, well, let's champagne. We need Dave to record this conversation.
of first off,
fantastic champagne.
Love the Chandon. How much is this?